Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on a Wednesday, February the 24th, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And let me just start off by saying, normally, I would not mention this, but I have no idea what's going to happen over the next 2 hours on this program today. Because as I said yesterday, I got a very nice birthday card in the mail from the Shirk family, and I thank them for that. And so people are aware, I think today is my birthday, as I did mention it yesterday. But I've got to tell you this. I came in this morning, so there's no way around talking about this today, about the birthday. I came in this morning, and there are balloons filling the office. There are cookies. These are the most amazing cookies I have ever seen in my life. And I'm going to try to look at them here so I can explain them to you. It's a box of cookies, as I try to slide everything around here on the desk without knocking us off the air. There's a box of cookies here. They are saying happy birthday to me in the age that I am. And by the way, today is an age with a zero in it. So you can either guess high or guess low, but it's an age with a zero in it. So, you know, I guess all birthdays with a zero in them are seminal birthdays. But these cookies are headphones. They are microphones. They are soundboards. They are levels on a soundboard. They are the old-fashioned pill microphones that I think are so great that I would love to own one day. One is an on-air sign as I look at them here. These are the most amazing cookies I have ever seen in my life. I don't want to eat them. They look so good. I was brought this morning homemade, not store-bought, not the stuff you get in the store, homemade strawberry shortcake for breakfast this morning. A few weeks ago, I found an autographed Shotgun Red, I guess it's a stuffed doll, in an antique thrift store. And it was autographed by the man who portrayed Shotgun Red. If you don't remember Shotgun Red, he was on a couple NBC shows. He was on the Nashville Network for years, famous comedian. And Steve Hall, the late Steve Hall, performed Shotgun Red. Well, Steve Hall had been on my programs over the years and had performed Shotgun Red on this program, so I bought this Shotgun Red. Well, the only problem with Shotgun Red when I bought him was, and it's weird to say this, his neck was cut. In the front, his neck was not exactly connected to his torso. So here is Shotgun Red holding a bunch of balloons this morning, birthday balloons, totally repaired. You would not know that Shotgun Red had any damage to him at all. And a birthday card, another birthday card from Angie, who is just the most amazing person in the world, and is responsible for all of this, I think, this morning. So, Angie, my goodness gracious, I have never seen anything like this or witnessed anything like this on any birthday I've ever had with any zero in it up until this point. So Angie, I know you listen. Thank you so much. You are the best, without question. I don't even know what to say at this point. What do you say? Homemade strawberry shortcake, cookies that are made to look like radio items, balloons galore, Shotgun Red fixed here, and I'm only a few hours into my birthday here. This is the birthday morning. So I thank Angie at this point for making all of this happen. And certainly all the birthday wishes that are coming in on social media and Facebook. Birthdays are an interesting time. Now, I don't get upset about birthdays because, to be honest with you, I don't feel any different today than I felt really any day of my life. Now, I'm lucky that way. I really You know, I'm almost afraid to say this because I feel it will curse me in some way, in that I have made it to this point and I don't really have any ailments. I don't have anything that I take, no physical problems that I take any medication for. I'm lucky, thank goodness. I know a lot of people just don't get luck that way, and I've been lucky that way, and I have had the best life. You know, there was a whole hullabaloo going around here last week that I'm not even going to mention, and one of the questions I got asked by so many people locally, and even some people who called in, was, how are you so calm about this whole thing? To be honest with you, I am the age I am today, but I have been doing this for 20 years now. 7 years on this station, but years on other stations, years on television. And what I have learned is that you've got to be lucky for the time you've had. Now, do I want it to end right now? No. Do I think that the digital age is something to explore? I certainly do, and that's probably what I would do if this stopped, unless somebody else came with an offer. You never know. But, you know, you got to be happy with the time you've had doing what you're doing. Nothing lasts forever. And again, I'm not saying this is going away, but I think that's one of the reasons you get to a point like this and you're not stressed out and you're not, I'm just happy for the time I've had. I've had the best guests. I've had the best experiences. I've gotten to cover things that I know other people have not gotten to cover in this town, in this state, and some in the country. So, you know, I've made every, I think I've made the most of every minute behind the microphone. I hope I have. And I guess a birthday with a zero in it's a good time to reflect back about that. And I appreciate you, the listening audience, because without you, I probably would not be coming in to do this every morning. So that's also very important to mention. Matter of fact, I'm sure I wouldn't. And you are fierce defenders. That's something I noticed last week and have noticed other times. I think about the Jack Benny quote a lot, that if the audience likes you, that's the best thing that can happen. If the audience doesn't like you, there's nothing you can do about it. And I think, luckily, I've been able to be liked over these years. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you sound a little older today.
Yeah, it is. Overnight, something happened.
Yeah, well, nothing can outdo what Angie did. That's pretty crazy, those cookies at a microphone.
Oh, I'm not going to eat any until I get a picture. Wait till you see these.
Yeah, you don't want to eat them. You want to, like, preserve them.
I do, shellac them or something.
Put them in, a vacuum container so they never spoil. Because why would you eat something like that? I just wanted to be the first to call because nothing can possibly outdo the gift that she gave you.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
I did hack the computer you might have seen a few minutes ago just to give you a quick message because I was doing some housekeeping. That really wasn't that interesting. Did you catch the little birthday roast and birthday song we did on my show yesterday?
I did not, but I'll have to. I was doing something else at that point, but I will have to listen to it.
Yeah, we had a little karaoke. We sang Happy Birthday.
Oh.
And it was all kind of fun.
Well, so, I will tune that in.
That's about all I have for you, but I just hope your next decade is even awesomer than the previous decade.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Onward and upward. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. Angie did take a picture of the cookies, so I might eat them. Okay. Angie has preserved the cookies. See, that's just how good she is. And that's just how well she knows me. She knows I would not eat these cookies unless there was a picture of them, and Angie has now taken a picture. So that'll be up on the social media later on. And I am so impressed by these cookies, I can't even tell you. And I'm also going to show you this Shotgun Red as the days go along. I know a lot of you know who that was. He was a national figure, and God bless the late Steve Hall, who passed away way too early. But when he used to come on this program, he was just so entertaining. What a great comedian he was, and really pioneered this idea of ventriloquism with his character Shotgun Red. And see, that's why you go to thrift stores. That's why you go to antique shops. You go because you find things like that, and I will bet you 90% of the people who pass by this autographed by a man who's no longer with us, autographed Shotgun Red, probably had no idea who or what it was. But it meant something to me. And it's not about money. You know, sometimes that really annoys me. When somebody will go to a thrift shop or an antique store or something of that nature, and they will go in and they will say, well, this is worth a lot of money. Well, if it's something you don't want, I understand that. I'm not saying that's wrong at all. But if it's something you want to keep, which this Shotgun Red is, what difference would it make how much money it's worth? Because I probably am not going to give it away. And now that his neck is no longer broken, I certainly won't be giving it away. And I'll try to get a picture of that and put it up on Facebook later on today as well. But as I say, I really don't know what's going to happen over the next 2 hours. To be honest with you, things have went on this week, which, and I want to say this the right way, are suspect in a little... just make you curious as to what's going to happen on a birthday morning, because I don't know what's going to happen. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe nothing will happen. That's okay. And if not, I've already had a great, great start to this morning. Homemade strawberry shortcake, Shotgun Red fixed, balloons galore, and radio-themed cookies. How great is that? And again, thanks to Angie for all of that. 26 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning, February the 24th, 2021. I'll tell you something funny. Yesterday, I saw the date. You know, you don't look at the date every day, but I saw the date on a computer screen, and I looked at it, and I thought, I'm going to be an age with a zero in it tomorrow. That's unbelievable. Because when my parents turned this age, and I was old enough to remember this, when my parents turned this age, I thought it was old. I really, really did. I thought, oh my goodness, that's getting older. And I think partially part of that was my grandparents were fairly young grandparents. Because, I don't know if I've ever said this, but my parents were my grandparents' oldest children, and I am my parents' oldest child. So when that happens, you get your grandparents around for a long time. Matter of fact, I still have a grandparent alive. I have a grandfather who's still alive. So you're lucky to get that when age works out in your favor, and it certainly did in mine. And I had all my grandparents, well, I had three of my grandparents going into my 30s, so, and had them through most of my 30s. So that's luck. That's very lucky for me, because I had a good relationship with all my grandparents, and still have a good relationship with the grandparent who's still around here. But what I'm saying is that I remember when people were turning 40. So I remember when my parents turned 40, and my grandparents, some of them were in their late 40s when I was born. So I remember them being 40-ish. So, you know, this age to me, which I've clearly given away now, this age to me is something I used to think was old. And as I sit here today thinking that I am it, I think, hey, not so bad. I think I have some mileage left at this point. But I also think of all the fun stuff I've gotten to do in the first portion of my life. And that's how I think of it now, the first portion. I'll tell you why a birthday like this is different than any other birthday. Because as we sit right now, the life expectancy, I think, is still somewhere in the 70s. Now, not that everybody gets there, and some people go well beyond the life expectancy. But you have to say, when you get to this age, that there is a good possibility, if everything turns out as it should, that more of your life has happened than you've got left. Now, I hope that's not the case. But it turns out that way sometimes. And I think this is the first age you really think about that. You think, uh-oh, you know, maybe the hourglass has turned over here. Maybe, you know, now I've been dripping sand into one half of this hourglass, and now it's going to start coming in on the other side of the hourglass. What's that old saying? You can, and I'll screw this up. I'm not going to be any more eloquent than I've ever been because of an age change, I can tell you that. What is it? You can fool Mother Nature, but not Father Time. You can go and get all the plastic surgery and tanning treatments and all that done, but your age is still your age, and your insides are still your insides. Everything on the outside is pretty much just what it is. And apparently my insides are pretty good at this point. Thank goodness. So that's my whole thought on the birthday process. Although I really have no fears. You know, a lot of people, we talk about it a lot. A lot of people are fearful of death, and I certainly don't think I'm on the precipice of death. But, you know, I know birthdays bring that up in a lot of people. Some people go into serious depressions around their birthday. You know what I figure? I figure, hey, I got this far. Some people didn't get this far. That amazes me now, too. To be honest with you, sometimes I'll look in the newspaper, and I'll see the obituaries. Everybody looks at the obituaries, don't they? And I'll look at the obituaries, and I'll see names in there now that are younger than me. You know, when you're young, you don't see that. There's a whole lot of that. There's not a whole lot of names in there that are younger than you. When you get to a different decade in your life, you start seeing names in there that are younger than you. And it is still, I would hope, it's still considered dying young if you die under this age. But, boy, they do pop up. And you think, I bet they would have liked for another day. I bet they would have liked to be sitting where I'm sitting today. So, you know, again, that goes back to being appreciative of everything that comes your way. And I certainly am. So, 32 minutes past the hour. If anybody has, as every morning on this show, if anybody has anything to say, feel free to buzz in. I would not stop you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about this morning. Certainly not just the topic du jour that we started with this morning, the birthday conversation. So you can give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. I think I got the long-winded opening out of the way. I think that one of the best things about a birthday is that people do nice things. And I really have had a whole crusade lately in regard to, I want people to do nice things. I don't want people to be bitter. I don't want people to lash out at people. I see too much of that. Disagree with somebody all day long, that's fine. You know, I don't think anybody agrees all the time. So I'm okay with that. The problem that I have is when we're harsh in how we do it. You know, do we really need to call names? Do we really need to do something like that? I don't know that we need to do that. I just heard a door shut. So I'm not... Hey, how you doing? Good morning. How's life this morning? Oh, well, I appreciate that. Well, I certainly imagine will. Ooh. Hey, thank you.
Don't you like that boy?
I know. Well, hey, I'll take that at this age. Ooh, look at this. My goodness.
Okay. Enjoy, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, look at this here. Doesn't this look good? All right. Let's take a look here. all kinds of interesting stuff happening here this morning. All right, as we continue on, let's see what we got here. There's a card. You know, I always try to screen these cards before I read them on the air because I'm never sure if people want them read on the air or not. Oh, here we go. Okay, Scott, this is a lemon dessert, not a pie. Hope you enjoy it. Keep refrigerated. Have a great birthday, Phyllis and Larry Shirk. Well, Phyllis and Larry, well, I just saw Larry in here. Larry, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Now, this looks good. Now, not a lemon pie, a lemon dessert. Well, how about that? You know, lemon is one of my favorites. A lot of, here's another thing that happens at birthday time. You start getting asked what desserts you like. You know, what do you want? Cakes, desserts, things like that. And for the record, I like carrot cake. I'm not a huge fan of birthday cake, although I do eat birthday cake. I'm not one of those snobbish people who does not eat birthday cake. I do. Carrot cake is probably my favorite. But lemon meringue pie, or blueberry pie is probably a close second, I would say. Or maybe first and second, I don't know how that all breaks down. But what a good dessert this looks like. It looks like we've got... See, I don't want to take the lid off now because I have to keep this refrigerated, and I don't want to eat it on the air because I'm sure... Maybe I'll eat it during the break. That'll be a good time to eat it. I got a 10-minute break coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. I can tear into this thing during the break and see how it tastes. But lemon is good. I love the lemon desserts. And I wonder what this is made up of. Not being a lemon pie, but being a lemon dessert. But as I say, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. We can talk about anything, because to be honest with you, there are no plans here this morning on the program, except... discussions like we have had all week. What great discussions we've had this week on this particular program, and I appreciate those quite a bit. But all right, now I've got the homemade strawberry shortcake. I've got the radio themed cookies. I've got the lemon dessert. And I tell you, I'm loaded for bear today. As far as the birthday goes, boy, is Glenn Coble going to be jealous today when he comes rolling in somewhere around the 10 o'clock hour. He'll just be eating his heart out this morning when he sees all of this stuff here this morning. All this good stuff that has happened here on the birthday morning. You know, I don't know if I've ever called this much attention to a birthday. And honestly, intentionally, I did not mean to call this much attention to my birthday. Usually what happens, see, this is the problem with social media nowadays. Social media will put your birthday out there. And what normally will happen is somebody will call it. Whoa, we're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just wanted to say I wish you a very happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I know you said your age in so many words, so it's not a secret, but I think, to me, that's the perfect age. You have enough experience, wisdom under your belt, you know, to be kind of wise to the world, but yet you're not old enough to wake up with the arthritis and the and the ailments, and you're still, you know, young and healthy, and so it's a great age. So just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm feeling pretty good, and I thank you for listening as always.
And it's a beautiful day for it. Not a cloud in the sky, and the sun's out, and you can't ask for anything better than that.
I'll take it today.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All
right. Well, I certainly appreciate that. It's Yeah, it's a I guess a precipice birthday. I haven't started to feel bad yet. Maybe that will come in the years to come. There's something to look forward to as you hit this age. But luck has been on my side up to this point. So we will just hope that luck continues on. And a part of that, you know, anybody's happiness is based upon the people in their life. I really do believe that. And it's not just family. It's your friends. It's your coworkers. It's everybody. It's the people who are important to you. And I think sometimes a lot of people's unhappiness is based around the people they have around them. You know, this term toxic has become very popular in recent years. And I feel if you're in a toxic atmosphere, whether it's at work or it's at home or it's in life, you're bound to be an angry, upset, not so happy person. And I think that does affect your health in a lot of ways. And not that somebody who's happy all the time, that's a little over the top, but somebody who's happy a lot, not that their health cannot go crashing down, it certainly can, but I think they just from day to day are in a better mood. And I think if you wake up with an ailment and you're in a happy mood, I think that changes your outlook on that ailment or that particular day. So that's all I have to say about that. You know, I'm still taken in by these radio cookies. These are the best things I've ever seen. And Shotgun Red here with all these birthday balloons. I cannot tell you the last time I had birthday balloons. It has been a long, long time. But usually because of social media, my birthday comes about. And normally what would happen is I would be doing a show on the morning of my birthday, and somebody would call in and say happy birthday, and then it's out of the bag, and then, you know, a lot of nice people call in and say happy birthday, or however that goes. But this morning, it didn't happen that way because the festivities were already underway when I came in this morning, and I certainly could not appreciate that more. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As I say, we tape everything at this station, and I'm wondering, because everything will go to the Historical Society when this run is wrapped up here, whenever that is. And they'll have all these tapes of, we say tapes, but it's really computer files, of things that have been done here. And they're going to be saying, you know, why in the world on February 24th did he come on and spend 45 minutes talking about a birthday? That's what they're going to be saying 100 years from now when we're all gone and there is no more discussion to be had. Why did he spend all that time talking about being a certain age? That'll be a big question. And I thank the people, again, who are saying happy birthday on social media. That's very nice. Very, very, very nice. All right. Phone lines are open, and any conversation can be had this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I have to tell you something that I watched last night. It has nothing to do... Oh, wait. Here comes a phone call, and we'll come back to this momentarily. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Angie, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, thanks for everything this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I hope you're having a great day.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it and eat those cookies.
Where did those cookies come from?
Chasing Perfections.
What? Aren't they amazing?
Yes, they are.
My goodness. Well, Angie, thank you for everything. Have a great day, and I'll see you later on today.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there was Angie, who made a lot of this happen this morning. So I certainly thank her for calling in. Now, there's somebody you would want to call in on your birthday. She's great. And, of course, I don't know anybody that nice. You know how you meet people and you say, oh, they're nice. And they're nice for about 2 weeks. And then it all starts to change. Well, I've known Angie for a long, long time now. I've known Angie for over 20 years and really have gotten to know her a lot better in the last year. And she's never changed. She's just as nice as I've never met anybody that nice. And I've seen her do things for other people. Went out of her way to do things for other people that I have never seen anybody else do. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing person. Go ahead, caller.
So how old are you today?
Well, take a guess. I bet you get it right.
52.
Oh, that's a bad, bad guess.
I have no idea.
Well, it's a birthday with a zero on the end.
40.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, 40's young.
Well,
for a tree.
You think 40's young, but then the life expectancy is like late 70s, and you think, well, boy, I can't do this all again. Another 40 years
half
is going to...
Half dead.
You're half dead, yeah.
You reach your half-life. Well, you know, there is such a thing called life extension, so... You know, take your vitamins, get plenty of sleep, eat right, exercise. There's no reason you should not, unless there's something with genetics that you shouldn't see 100.
Well, my genetics are pretty good. Like I was telling people this morning, I have a grandparent who's still alive, and all my grandparents lived... I was in my late 30s when they started to die, so they lived a long time, and there is really, I say this with trepidation, I don't know anybody in my family who's died of cancer. I don't know anybody in my family who's had open heart surgery. I don't know anybody in my family who's had type 2 diabetes. I don't know anybody in my family who's had a stroke, a heart attack, nothing.
Well, you know, some doctors will say, you can't always live in denial.
That's true. Well, you know what, though? I feel good because I made it this far, because I know other people my age who are on the medication right now who do have to do things a different way, and sometimes that is just genetics, and luckily I haven't had to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, just a reminder, you're coming up at break at 9?
9, yeah.
If I call in, I need to get information and all of that. You were going to throw some dates at me?
Yeah, I'll do that. Just give me a few minutes after 9 because I got to run down and do something, but I should
I'll do
be...
about, what, 10 after?
10 9? After should be good.
Okay, all right. Thanks,
thanks.
Happy
bye-bye.
Birthday.
Thank
bye.
You, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, genetics in my family have been pretty good, which is nice. And all of that is true. I don't know how that happened. I don't know where that happened. Now, not to say that people in my family aren't dead. Well, they certainly are. But it was kind of... I know why they died. And it was not heart attacks. It was not strokes. It was not cancer. It was not that. It was really, unfortunately, freak accidents. Or old age. So, I guess I'm lucky that way. Maybe I'll be the first to go through all that, wreck the genetic order of everything going on in my family. Let's hope not. But you know, you get what life throws at you. I don't think you can predict what life is going to come up with. But as I say, this is happy news on a... Here's a message I'm getting. Now, I'm not going to say who's sending this message, but the message is my grandfather lived into his 90s and my father only lived into his 60s. Now, well, yeah, that does happen, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, genetics does play a big part. When you go to the doctor, they say, when did your mother, when did your father, when did your grandparents? That's usually what they ask you, and I think that's a pretty good... indicator of where you're going to end up. So with any luck, I'll have another maybe 60 years to bother people. Wouldn't that be great to be around for another 60 years? Just bothering people like I have for the first... Come on the show. You know, that's me pretty much. come on the show, let's do this. That can be my personality. But it's a little different in real life. And I think people, not that this is a phony personality, but it, you know, in life, I don't think you're so pushy. And I do call that pushy, and I've never felt that pushy was a bad word. I felt, you know, every so often you got to be a little pushy. You try to be polite, but pushy is not necessarily a bad adjective. I think if you don't push a little, nothing ever gets done. So, just my opinion in this portion of the program. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I appreciate the people who've called in, who've said nice things, and wished me a happy birthday. And we will continue on here. 10 minutes left in this particular segment here on birthday morning. And here comes another call down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that's an interesting conception there, I think, what you're talking about. I was in the banking business for 30 years, and I could be polite and pushy at the same time.
Well, people have used that word pushy like a negative.
Yeah, and it's not really.
I thought pushy was what you needed to be in some cases, or you wouldn't get things done.
Well, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. Being in business all those years and having 40-odd employees, I could be polite, but yet I could be pushy and get my point across whenever I needed to. So.
Right. Well, you know, some people say no the first time you talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't push, if you don't come back, if you're fearful of the no or the rejection, it's never going to happen. And I'm not saying it's never going to happen if you keep going back, but you got a better chance than walking away the first time.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But that's an interesting conversation this morning. So keep it up. You always come up with some good things to talk about, Scott.
Well, hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't know. The pushy thing is, you know, sometimes you get wrapped with certain things, and I do think I've been pushy. I would not deny that at all. Would never deny that I was pushy when it came to doing certain things. But I think it worked in some cases, because you know what? Sometimes people just don't want to talk. And you go to them, maybe you catch them in a bad mood. You know, that's what I've always... Here's a philosophy I have learned in life. If somebody is mean to me or rude to me or kind of snappy with me, you know what I usually say in my head? I say, well, maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they just could not process what I was doing on that certain day. And that's really how I see it. I don't take it personally. I don't go, oh, that's just horrible. What a horrible person that is. I just don't do that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm well. I had a birthday on the 13th, and I had the most delicious cake from Kroger. What did you say you liked from Kroger?
I like carrot cake or...
Carrot cake. It was absolutely delicious.
Really?
And when you talked about the cookies, I knew exactly where they were coming from. Angie, she is the best.
Is she? You got it right. You said it perfectly, better than I could have.
Yeah, she is a friend, and she is wonderful, wonderful. Have a great day, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there you go. So, you don't have to just go on what I say when it comes to Angie. There was somebody who realizes she is the best, and the shotgun red and the balloons and the cookies and the homemade strawberry shortcake this morning is all courtesy of her. And I thank that and thank her more than she will know, but I will tell her. I'll see her later on today, and I will tell her all of this in person. Now, the lemon pie. The lemon pie here. How about this? You know, and again, now see, I've got a phone call coming in during the break, and I've got a lemon pie to eat. So now I'm conflicted as we come up on the break. But we'll see what happens. 6 minutes left here. If anybody'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's a morning here on WWGH Radio. Fun morning. It's fun to talk to people. I love the topics that we get into on this show. As the caller said before, I think that sometimes you get on in the morning and we're all talking about the same thing. You turn the radio dial from left to right and we're all talking about what's in the news. And sometimes that's important. Certainly it's important to stay relevant with the news. But I think sometimes talk about things that affect everybody. Not every major news story affects everybody. And you learn that as you walk around. But, you know, the idea is pushy a good thing, is pushy a bad thing. Yesterday we were talking about some things that have to do with food. I think that's all interesting. I think that's stuff that we face day to day. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having those discussions. I think a radio program should be very much like a newspaper. I think a radio program, you got to have the front page. Sure, if there's something gigantic going on in the world, you talk about it. No doubt about it. But you've also got the variety section. You've also got the comic section. You've also got the lifestyle section. You've also got the section in which people send in recipes. You know, a newspaper has different parts. Sports section. And a radio show should have it too. You know, if we're going to get on here, these are the public airwaves, and you try to educate and entertain in the morning, you really, I don't think that it can be news every morning, all morning. Because I think there are other things to talk about that affect people's lives. Again, just my opinion. You're getting a lot of my opinion this morning. You'll never get my political opinions, and you'll never get my opinions on the big things in life, but on these little things, on what radio and television and internet can be, you know, I think those things ought to be examined. I really do. I think, you know, why are we doing what we're doing? Does playing music for 24 hours a day, back to back to back to back to back, with a DJ coming in every 45 minutes to tell you the time, is that really why these mediums were created? Certainly in the internet age where people can get music anywhere. I don't know. And I'm not saying anything negative about any DJs, because there are DJs all around this country who do far better jobs than I do, and they have far better voices than I do. But I don't know, when you have a mass medium like this, where people can now listen to you in any state of the land, I don't know if that's the best use of our time every morning. I really don't. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I forgot to ask you when I was on here earlier, did you have a chance to listen to Mike's show on Monday?
You know, I did. I was very, all the programming around here, I think, has been great as of late, but I found that show on Washington very fascinating, and I thought Mike handled it very well as you did.
Oh, he did. Did you learn anything that you weren't familiar with before?
You know what I found most interesting about that show, to be honest with you? I liked that there was so much attention paid to things, paid to his, I felt, his personal life.
Right, right.
That it wasn't all about George Washington, the general.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to point out, was, you know, his personal life, because he did have a very interesting personal life, aside from the fact that, you know, he was a general and a president.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it was really interesting, and I think, and thank goodness it's in the repeats and can be gotten on the website, because it really was an inside look, and you know, Fred, and I've said this to you in private, but my goodness, the show you did a few weeks ago with Glenn on the presidents and presidential elections,
mm-hmm.
And gosh, I was so fascinated by the famous man who had ran and died.
Horace Greeley.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, wasn't it against Grant?
Yes, right, absolutely.
Yeah, U.S.
Yeah.
Grant. And I thought, gosh, here I am this age, and I've never even heard that. And and that is something I will remember for the rest of my life. How fascinating.
Well, those are the kind of things that you don't learn in school. In fact, you don't learn any of it anymore. They don't really teach American history anymore. But we've got one more segment of that particular show coming up next month with Glenn. We've got a few more presidents to talk about. So I think we left off with, I can't remember now who we did leave off with, but we still got several presidents to talk about, the inaugurations and some of the interesting facts that took place during their presidency. So
perfect.
Turn in.
Hey, yeah. I will. Thank you, Fred.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. And I just got a message here. This is kind of nice. My birthday this morning was put on, I think it's channel, is it channel 6? Buck's birthday shout-outs this morning. I believe this was on channel 6. I don't know if anybody was watching channel 6 this morning. But there was my birthday with my age right next to it. So now it is no secret. It was on television this morning. There you go. How about that? But the person who did it, she's a pal, a long-term pal, and I know she's defended me in some tense situations, and I appreciate that. And I'll maybe talk more about that next hour because I'm out of time here, but I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Ed Asner,
you have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And
can, yeah.
Is anything private?
No, no, not much is private. But I'm a publicity. So I drop my pants. I just pop